The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 20, Text 100 through 109, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 9th, 1975, in Bombay, India.
So, last Sunday, we are discussing about Sanatana Goswami's meeting with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Goswami was the finance minister of Nawab Hussain Shah, the then Pathan government of Bengal. So, he resigned his office. The Nawab was reluctant to give him release. He was arrested. But somehow or other, he released himself by bribing the superintendent of jail. And he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Banaras or Varanasi. And for 2 months, he gave him instruction how to spread Krishna consciousness. So approaching the Guru, Sanatana Goswami, his submission was that people in general, they talk of him as very learned scholar. He was a very good scholar in Sanskrit, in Arabic and Persian language, because he was minister very responsible for. So, and he was born in Brahmin family, Saraswat Brahmin family. So naturally, he was supposed to be very learned scholar, Pandit, Brahman Pandit. Still, we address a Brahmana as Panditji. Never we address a Brahmana as Murkhaji. So, that is the etiquette. Brahman means he must be very learned scholar and a very advanced devotee. Brahman Pandit, Brahman Vaishnav. These are the qualifications of Brahmana. So naturally, he was addressed as Panditji, but he denied to accept that he is actually Pandit. So he submitted that Gramma Bhavahare Pahoye Pandit Satya Kari Mani Aponar Hitahit Kichunahi Jani. That people, they address me as Pandit, but I am such a Pandit that I do not know what I am. This is the position of everyone. Everyone is very much proud of his learning, scientific knowledge, and so on, so on. But if you ask him what you are, I am Indian, I am Brahmana, I am Kshatriya, I am American, this is the answer he will get. But that is, I am not this body. This is the beginning of Panditya. This is the beginning. Bhagavad Gita teaches in the beginning this primary lesson, that you are not this body. Dehinasmindyathadehi kumarajomanamajara tathadehantara prapti dhirasatvanamayat. So, this is the problem. Dehatma buddhi. Identifying oneself with this body. That is condemned in the Shastra. Jasyatma-buddhi kunapeti-dhatuke sadhik-kalatra-dusubho-maidya. Saiva-gokha. Anyone who is identifying himself with this body is no better than the cows and the asses, animals. This is the whole Vedic civilization is based on this principle that one has to learn, first of all, that he is not this body. Then further advances. If one keeps himself under this misidentification that I am this body, he remains an enemy. So, Sanatana Goswami submitted his guru. This is the actually a necessity of approaching a guru. Not that guru should be approached for some material gains, for some medical help. Guru Maharaj, I am suffering from this disease. Give me your blessing. And he gives some powder and he is cured. So for this purpose, there is no necessity of guru. You can go to any medical man. Then he can help you. Why should you search out the guru? But that has become a fashion. For some material gain, they would go to guru. And if the guru can manufacture gold, then what to speak of? This is one. But Shastra does not say that you should approach a guru for some material gain. No. Tasmād guruṁ prapaddeta jigyāsu sreya uttamam. You should approach a guru. What purpose? Jigyāsu. If you are inquisitive, jigyāsu. What is that jigyāsu? Athāta brahma jigyāsa. This is Vedānta. Jigyāsa, inquiry means not for any other purpose. Any political, social, all this. So many things are there in this material world. But real jigyasa is Brahma jigyasa. That is the Vedanta Sutta to begin. So, the same thing is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, because Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural comment on Vedanta Sutta. When Vyasadeva was not satisfied, even after giving the Vedanta Sutras, Brahma Sutras, then his spiritual master advised him that you write something simply on the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of God. Otherwise you cannot be satisfied. Then he, on the basis of Vedanta Sutra, he wrote a commentary, Bhāsyaṁ Brahma Sutrāna. Therefore, in each end of chapter of Bhagavatam, he will find Brahma Sutra Sabhaswayam. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural comment on Vedanta Sutra by the author himself. So the Vedanta Sutra, they say, Tathāta Brahma Jigyāsa. Unless one is inquisitive to understand about Brahma or the Supreme Spirit or the basic principle of our life, then Indriyāni parārāhu indriva paramana manasustu paro buddhi buddhestu japara. So, Brahma means generally, we are identified with this body. Body means the senses. We take prominent the senses. Whole world is going on the sense perception, sense gratification. So, indriyani parara. The indriyas are very prominent in materialistic way of life. Indriya bhava paramanaha. Then, above the indriyas, there is a mind. That's like philosophers, psychologists, or scientists who are thoughtful, thinking. They are also on the mental platform. The ordinary man, they are on the bodily platform, like animals. sense gratification. And little higher than that, Indriyani Pararahu, Indriyibha Paramana, those were on the mental platform. But mental platform will not help us. It is said, Manorathena asato dhavato bahi. Manorathena, if one is on the mental platform, naturally he has no higher information, he glides down again to the material platform. Rava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena asato dhavato bahi. So, simply mental speculation, the old world, the scientist. They are working on the mental platform. Therefore, today they fix up, this is the conclusion, and tomorrow another conclusion, because it is mental platform. So above the mental platform, intellectual platform. And above the intellectual platform is the spiritual platform. And that is called Brahma platform. So that is Brahma jignasa. One should be inquisitive on the spiritual platform. That is success of life. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami is submitting that actually they address me as Pandit, but I am not Pandit because I am on the mental platform and the sensual platform, not even intellectual platform. And above that intellectual platform is the spiritual platform. So, the Shastra says that one should be inquisitive on the spiritual platform. Athāta brahma jigyāsa. Tasmād guruṁ prapadyeta jigyāsu sreya uttamam. Uttamam means spiritual. Tama means material. And jyoti means spiritual. So Vedic instruction is tamasi ma jyoti gama. Don't remain in the dark material platform. You just approach the spiritual platform. These are the Vedic similes. One should be inquisitive about tasmat guru prapadyeta jigyasu sreya uttama. Ut means udgatam. Transcendent. There is no tama, there is no darkness. So, uttamam, that is uttam. This word uttam, uttam means not of this material world. Beyond this material world. That is called uttam. So, if one is inquisitive about the spiritual world, jivasya tattva jigyasa, that is tattva. Vadanti tat tatta vidastatyam jad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti sat. Everything is there and we are trying to present them in our so many books. Unfortunately, we are not interested. That is another thing. Anyway, so a guru is necessary for him, not for some ashirvad for curing some material disease or getting some gold. No. He has no necessity for guru. Guru is necessary for that person who is inquisitive about understanding Brahma. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. So, the Sanatana Goswami came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accepted him as guru, not for any material benefit, because he was minister. Tattva tūrnamasi samandalapatisanem sadā tuccha. He gave up his position, very high position. What is that? Asesa mandalapatisanem. Because he was minister, his associates, his friends, his business, was big man of the state, mandalapati, big jamindars, big kings, big ministers, big song, everyone is big. But he preferred to give them up. Tattva turam asesa mandalapati sane, sadat truchava. So what is the use? of this association. Tadatuchava. Bhutta dinaganesako karunaya kopinakanthasito. And he preferred to do something beneficial to the public. Bhutta dinaganesako. Maybe public, general public. Nana shastri charanaika nipuno sadharma samasthapako. This was the business. Not that he was very busy while he was minister, and when he retired, he became a dull and sat down in one place. No. Nana shastri charanaika nipuno. He was studying different types of literatures and scripture. Why? Sadharma samasthapako. Just to establish real purpose of religiosity. Sadharma samasthapako. These are the qualifications of this Goswami. So this Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they were the principal disciples of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Six Goswami, Sirup Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Sijin Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. All of them are very, very big stalwarts, scholars, ministers, rich men, jamindars. They all joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to help him to spread Krishna consciousness. It is not a sentimental movement. It is meant for the learned scholars and highly situated person. The Bhagavad Gita is also. Krishna says, Imagarajara Sayogidu. The Bhagavad Gita was not meant for any third class man. Rajarsi. Rajarsi. Great kings, at the same time saintly, not kings of the present day. Saintly kings. Rajarsi. So, these basic literatures, they are meant for the high class man. Brahmanas, Kshatriyas. But, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind, so merciful, that he has made a process that anyone can fit. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore his name is Patit Pavan in this age. Everyone is fallen. Everyone is fallen, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called the deliverer of the fallen. Patit Pavan. Potita pavana hetu tava avatar. Mosama potita prabhu napaileya. This is the approach. One should approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very humbly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also instructed to advance in spiritual consciousness. One should be very humble mean. That is the instruction of all scripture. One should not be falsely papta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us. Tinadapi sunisena, tarorapi sahisnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya padar. One should be tolerant. Anyway, this Sanatana Goswami, he is approaching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very humbly and tolerantly, putting himself that he is fool number one. Brahmo bhavahare kahoye pandit. These general people, they do not know what is a pandit, but they call me Pandit Ji. But actually I know what kind of pandit I am. I do not know what I am. Brahmo bhavahare kahoye pandit satya karuna. First proposal is Kiyami Kane More Kane Amaya Jari Tapasya. What is my position? What I am? I do not want to suffer, but in this material world, three kinds of suffering are always there, and they are giving me trouble. This consciousness is not there. People have become so dull headed that they are always suffering by three kinds of suffering. Adhyatmik, adhibhautik and adhidaivik. Still, they are thinking they are very happy. This is called maya. this morning we are discussing. Avarnatmika Shakti. Maya has got a covering power so that everyone, even if a cat and dog, he is thinking that he is very happy. This is Maya. Nobody can be happy in this material. That is the fact. Why? Krishna says, the creator of this world, he says, Dukkhalayam Masasatam. It is a place for suffering. How you can be happy? It is meant for suffering. But people are thinking they are happy. Or if they make this plan executed, then they will be happy. You see, nobody is happy. Big politicians, they plan so many things. Unfortunately, they never become happy. And we have got many examples we do not wish to discuss. But it is a fact that this place is Dukkhalayam Asasa. The great authority Krishna says, and here is a realized soul, Sanatana Goswami. He says that, why I am subjected to so many miserable conditions? This is a fact. Dukkhalayam, this alayam, this place, is for suffering. Dukkhalayam and asasatam, and you cannot stay here for a long time. Even if you think that it is a very happy place, you will not be allowed. Dukkhalayam, asasatam. So actually it is not the place for enjoyment, but under the spell of Maya, we are thinking that this is a place for happiness. And what is that happiness? Janamayithunadi grihamedi sukham mitucham. The happiness is based on sex. Maithuna. That's all. This is the material. Therefore, everywhere within the universe, you will find the plan of happiness on the sex life. I try to enjoy on sex life, then on account of sex life there are children, so I try to make them happy. The same sex life. The grandchildren, the same sex life. Because we do not know anything else. Janavaintuna digrihamiri sukhamitucham kandvayanena karayu ribadukham. So that is not happiness. Happiness is different thing. Sukham mattam tingamajattas atindriya grahyam. If you want happiness, that is spiritual happiness, not material happiness. So, when he submitted the why I am suffering from these threefold miseries, adhyatmika adibhautika, so that is real approaching of the spiritual master. The why answer. Not that give me some mantra and medicine I become happy. No. The question should be, just like if a person is serious to consult a physician, not that immediately give me some tablet I become happy. No. The root disease must be treated. That is the relationship between the patient. So, Sanatana Goswami is intelligent person, most intelligent person. He was minister. Without being very intelligent, one cannot be minister. So he said that, why I am suffering? What is my position? What I am? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says directly, Jiver Swarupaya Krishner Nitya Das Krishner Tatastha Shakti Bhedabhed Prakash Sudjamsa Kiran Jaiche Ogni Jala Choy Sabhavi Krishner Teen Prakar Shakti. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is beginning the identification of the living entity from the end of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is demanding at the last instruction. The most confidential part of knowledge I am giving you, my dear Arjuna, because you are my dear friend. So, what is that? Sarva dhammān parityajya māmekam saraṇam gacchami. This is the most confidential part. It is not understood by general public, but this is the only knowledge. Sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ. Krishna came, appeared on this planet for dharma samasthāpanārtha. He did not come to establish the conception of Hindu religion and Muslim religion or Christian religion or this religion. No, real religion. Really. What is a real religion? To surrender unto the Supreme Lord. That is real. So, just like our real citizenship means that we surrender to the government's regulation. Similarly, dharma means dharman tu sāsāt bhagavat pranītam. You cannot manufacture dharma as you cannot manufacture law at home. That is not. Now they are manufacturing and it is being supported. Jatamat tatam. It cannot be all. Dharman tu sāsāt bhagavat pranītam. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is the Supreme. Mahādhaksena prakriti śrīyate sacarāsaṁ. Everything is being conducted under His instruction. The sun is rising exactly at time. Jasādvayāṁ brahmatiṣaṁ vṛtakāla chakra. These are descriptions of the Vedic Gita. Jacchakṣureṣa savitā sagalagrahāna rājā samastha suramurti aseṣa teja jasādvayāṁ brahmatiṣaṁ vṛtakāla chakra Govindamādi-purutam-samāngalā. This sun, the most powerful planet within this universe, the eyes of the universe, jacchakṣureṣa-savitā-sakalagrahāṇā. Without sunlight, however expert you may be in science, you cannot see. Therefore, real eyes, the sun, any sane man will admit. Now it is darkness at night. Have any scientist, any instrument to show that everything is visible? No, that is not possible. The real eyes, this is subsequent, secondary eyes. We are very much proud of our eyes. That, can you show me God? Are you able to see God? What is the value of your eyes? As soon as there is darkness, your eyes are finished. And you are so much proud. Therefore, Vedic injunction, śāstra cakṣu syāt. You must be seeing everything through the śāstra, not with your these rascal eyes. It is no value. Śāstra cakṣu syāt, tasmā śāstra vidhānattam kṛṣṇate. The śāstra vidhimuttijya, the direction is the śāstra. You should see through the śāstra what is one, then you will be benefited. If you simply believe on your senses, the whole world, philosophers, scientists, say they are going on their own imperfect senses. Therefore, everything is absent. It is imperfect. It is not real knowledge. Śāstra ca kṛṣṇa. You should know things through the śāstra. Guru, sādhu śāstra guru bhākka, pinete kuriya uika. This is, if you want to know something, then it must be confirmed by sadhu, śāstra and guru. Then it is complete. And if you speculate, if you establish something under speculation, then it is not right. It is wrong. Therefore, Krishna, when he appeared on this planet, his last instruction was that, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ. You just surrender to me. Giving on all your mental speculation, so-called religious system. This is real religious system. So he left behind him the Bhagavad Gita. So open our eyes, but we did not take much care of it. Therefore, 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya appeared. He is Krishna. He practically taught how to accept instruction of Krishna. Amar agnay guru haiya taro ei desh, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. He also appeared as devotee of Krishna. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Prabhu, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as a devotee, ideal devotee of Krishna. Krishna Chaitanya. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gauratisi Namo. Devupa Goswami offered his first prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you are the Mahavadanavata, most magnificent incarnation. Why? Krishna Prema Pradayate. Even Krishna could not convince people about his supremacy, but you are so kind that you are giving love of Krishna. Love of Krishna. Krishna prema pradaya. So that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sanatana Goswami, what is the position, actual constitutional position of us? He says directly, same thing. Jiver sarupha Krishna nitya da. That is the real identification, that every living entity, jiva, we are jivas, we are eternally servant of Krishna. This is our position. But artificially, we are trying to become Krishna. A servant is trying to become master. We are misinterpreting the basic instruction, soham, aham brahmasmi. Yes, soham, aham brahmasmi, these are basic instructions. It is all right. So soham does not mean that you are the Supreme Personality of God. You are the same quality as Supreme Nitya Krishna Das. Just like a servant of a very big man, the king, he is not ordinary thing. Suppose the king, he is in the same palace. He is sitting by the side of the king. He is eating the same foodstuff. But still, there is relationship, the servant and the master. Although he is living in the same place, same eating, same everything. Sometimes he is honored most. He is honored better than the master. So, swang means that I am the same spiritual self, but not as powerful as the Supreme Master. Krishna is Das. A living entity, must always know that I am servant of God. And without becoming God, nobody can become servant of God. Without becoming fire, you cannot serve fire. That is the principle. But not that. It's like great fire and a small fire. The small spark fire is within the great fire. You cannot remain in the great fire. But the spark, even if it is very small, he can remain. So, the fiery quality of the big fire and the small fire is the same. But there is distinction of dynamics, energy. Therefore, here it is said, jiver sarupa. We must, this is our constitutional position. Artificially we should not think that now I have become God. That is false. That is the last snare of Maya. Because Maya, in this material world, everyone is trying to become the chief man. Everyone. Everyone is trying to become minister. Everyone is trying to become a builder. Everyone is trying to become a big doctor or a big financier. Everyone. This is the struggle for existence here. At last, when failed in everything, then he thinks of himself as God. This is the disease, material disease. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the very beginning, he impresses that you are not the master, you are the servant. If you don't serve Krishna, then you serve Maya. That is your position. That is the position of everyone here in this material. They are serving the Maya. Prakite kriyamalani gunai karmani sarvasa. Ahankara vivuratma kattaham iti mannate. He is foolishly thinking that he is master. But he is always, 24 hours, he is being kicked by the laws of nature. But the foolish man cannot understand. Therefore, they have been called Mura. Namāna duṣkitanam Mura prapadyante narāna. He does not come to the sense that where I am master, I am servant of the dictation of Maya, the rules and regulation of material nature. Where is my mastership? This intelligence does not come. He is thinking still he is master. He can control the nature, he can control everything, he is God, he is this, he is that. That is the misconception. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the very beginning of his instruction, he is saying to Sanatana Goswami that you inquired from me, what is your position, Kiyami, what I am. You are servant of Krishna. This is the first impression. Jiver Sarupa, Krishna Nitya Das, Krishna Tathastha Shakti, Veda Veda Prakash. This is great, the philosophy. Achinta Veda. That's right. I have already explained now. So, Aham Brahmasmi. This is Veda Veda Prakash. I am the same quality of Krishna. I am the same Brahma also. But I am not the Parabrahma. Parabrahma is Krishna. When Arjuna, he is Brahma. When he realized Krishna, he addressed him, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitam, Paramam, Bhavam. He never claimed equal with Krishna. That is not knowledge. That is ignorance. So, in this way, in Sanatana Goswami, will understand his position, relationship with Krishna. And Sanatana Goswami, we shall understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita. I hope we shall discuss later on further. Thank you very much. Oh.